You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
It was in the second half of yesterday that the presidency made the announcement that the president has appointed his minister in the presidency, Monlingu Ngubele, as the new head of the state security agency. Dr. Guy Lam is with Stellenbosch University and studies these sorts of things. Hello, Guy.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I am in very decent health. And yourself?
I am too. Thank you.
Is this unequivocally good, unequivocally bad? Well, quite interesting, John, but it does raise fears that Cyril Ramaphosa is centralizing too much power, coalescing too much power around him. How would you see it?
Well, I mean, certainly, I mean, it's a double-sided coin here, or double-edged sword in that perspective. I think certainly for the time being, it's a practical and reasonable move. So, I mean, we need to go back to 2017, 2018. We have this high-level panel report that's led by Sidney Mufumadi that kind of says our intelligence services, particularly the state security agency, is in a state of crisis. It can't be trusted. There's some very serious problems with it. It's aligned to certain elements within it, or aligned to certain factions within the ANC. We need to do something about it. And, you know, sort of some slow tinkering starts to happen. And of course, last year we get the riot in July in, you know, KwaZulu-Natal, parts of it up in flames, parts of Gauteng up in flames. And then it's like, oh, we need to do something about this very seriously, and we need to do something about it now. And then, of course, we have an announcement in August last year to say that the State Security Agency is going to be sort of disbanded in its current form, and then it's going to be moved to the presidency so that they can have a minister that obviously the president trusts, because I think that's kind of been a key issue, but then also to start a very serious process of reform. Because there's, you know, with the release of the Zondo Commission report, it's also pointed very serious fingers at, you know, what at problems within the State Security Agency about money going missing, about money channeled into factional interests being channeled into corruption. So it is a very, the time is now for something to happen. So of course you ask the question, is this a good or a bad thing? Certainly from a good thing, if we look at it from a very short-term perspective, it's about the president taking charge of this, showing he's serious about this issue and trying to initiate the institutional and leadership reforms that are required. A bad thing is about, of course, this presents dangers, because if you concentrate intelligence functions within the presidency, if you've got a president that's not certainly prioritizing democracy but prioritizing their position in power, it gives them considerable power and considerable influence. And we certainly saw that in the Zuma presidency, when he had access to the state security
But Guy, if I could come in there, he had that access, and he was able to misuse that access without the SSA being under the presidency. So how much does it matter where it is?
Well, I think it matters from
that point of view.
It matters from how you operate. So certainly under the Zuma administration, it was operating a lot more informally and through a kind of a cohort of individuals that were close to him, who he trusted, who would do his bidding. In the case of certainly Ramaphosa, he operates differently and has to kind of manage the ANC and manage cabinet in a more kind of formal, overt way. So the style is, if you want to have control over the intelligence service, you have to bring it within the presidency. It's something you have control of, where there are other kind of presidential factions and other ministerial functions, other ministers who are not that closely aligned to the president. So you've got to move it somewhere where you can trust the process that needs to happen. But I think it's about the process here is focusing on the reforms and about focusing on producing quality intelligence.
So the obvious, I think an obvious follow-up question to that is, what are the chances that Monlingu Ngubele is going to clean up the SSA? Because there are suggestions that there are a lot of people within the SSA whose fealty is still towards individuals and factions rather than to the state. So realistically, what are his chances of getting sufficient control over the body to clean it up from an ethical point of view and to make it more efficient from a practical point of view?
It's going to be an uphill battle, and it's because, you know, ministers do have they're quite restricted in what they can do. I mean, if we look, for example, what's happening with SAPS at the moment, and the minister is trying to initiate a change in leadership and being unsuccessful in doing that. Hopefully he'll have some success in the coming months, but certainly that's been an indication around the limitations of ministers' ability to reform institutions. So I think with intelligence, it's going to be an uphill battle. The minister is going to have to devote a lot of time. He's also going to have to try and find solid people who he can parachute into the senior management positions within the intelligence structure and for them to engage in the process of reviewing employees, initiating, you know, disciplinary proceedings, engaging in retrenchments, you know, doing kind of performance evaluations where performance evaluations are needed. So they're going to have to find kind of quite robust ways of clearing out the deadwood, the unreliable, the kind of the poor performers within the intelligence service, or those who cannot be trusted. But you'll have to have a fairly robust process to do that.
And I don't know that the current president is much on board with robust processes. Dr. Guy Lam of Stellenbosch University, thank you very much indeed.